Blog Talk Radio.
Okay,
let's get back into some music. Okay, we're going to play some great music here. Here we go. Let's just start out our praise and worship part of the service. Here we go.
The unusual is frightening.
I cannot find it.
at the gate, thinking I don't deserve to pass through after all the mistakes that I've made. Oh, but I heard a whisper as heaven bends down, said, child, don't you know that the first will be last and the last get a crown.
Told Joshua Higgins to to go ahead and commit suicide. I would never tell anybody to do that, okay? All right? Okay, so, I mean, I'm going to apologize for the fake Ken doing that, okay, because I want to get it off my chest that I would never do such a thing. Amen. All right?
And I'm not apologizing for a bunch of lies you people made up.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's been a bunch of lies being made up, okay?
You know what you're apologizing for.
Okay.
It was a bunch of lies.
Okay.
So if you want to get into it on the show,
well,
I'll get out of bed as bad as I feel, and we'll discuss it. I don't know why you're apologizing to these people. You didn't do anything to them.
Evidently they feel that I caused a problem.
You feel bad when they talk about you and cuss you and say that you're this and that and this and that. They make you feel bad, and then they apologize like a domestic abuser. Oh, I'm sorry, babe. And then they hit you in the mouth the next night.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm no longer in the chat room, so I can't be hit anymore. Okay, so, I believe we got Spencer here on the line.
Why not
we pull Spencer up? I mean, he's always been a good person.
He never caused
a problem.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, let's bring Spencer up.
All these problems.
Let's see if this is Spencer. Is this you, Spencer?
Hey. It is.
Hello.
Me, Ken. I'm Spencer.
How you doing,
Hello?
My brother? Okay.
My brother, I'm doing okay. And I'm glad that you brought me on the line. And I don't know, before, when you were saying, well, it's Spencer and Tony F in the background's like, well, I don't know if we should bring him on. That's not fair. It's not fair.
You've always been a good caller. You've always been a good caller. I've got to say that about you, Spencer. You've always been a good caller. You've never caused a problem on the air. Okay?
Amen. Amen. But you have to also understand that you've helped me through so many times. Right. And which, Tony F., I mean, I know you both are running God's Rainbow Ministries now. But before that, it was just Ken. And there's a lot of stuff that Tony F. does not realize when I used to call in and used to help me almost like on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I know.
No matter if it was if it was my alcohol issues or I was just having a rough time.
I'm no longer in the chat room again. I've been taken out of it.
And he doesn't have an email address?
I don't know.
Spencer, do you have an email address? Here's the thing, and to answer Tony F's question, Ken can vouch for this, I leave Discord left and right because I want nothing to do with it. I'm not even in there anymore. I haven't been. Ken, you noticed this. You noticed this too.
Well, bless you if you release yourself from those demons.
Yeah, I mean,
I
will pray for you.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. But
you're very welcome.
I believe that the whole thing was that Ken, you and I private messaged, and I told you about the situation, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I was trying to figure out a way to get the person out because I don't know the chat room things. I don't know how to really work the chat room. Okay, but I managed to get from the Tony Gaga show, he told me how. So
my next question is, why should our chat room be controlled by other people's shows? Why should they tell us who we throw out and who we don't throw out?
Well, because, this guy is supposedly Jason.
Well, because I've been calling in for many years. I've been calling into the show for many years, and me and Ken are really good friends. And I remember when I first started calling Ken's show, he gave me the number to call, and then I remember calling this number after the show, and you picked up Tony F. me out. You said, do you know what time it is? Ken gave me the number to call because I'm asking for help here. I need some help. I've been in the chat room as a guest.
Just tell me everything.
And as of right now, you have somebody in the chat room that says Tony F. smell like cigs and farts, and I don't appreciate that. So don't get me wrong.
I don't appreciate that either.
I mean, why don't you kick him out? I mean, we're all friends here. We're all trying to get along.
Right.
I think we should all have each other's backs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. That came from the Tony Gaga show. Anyway, by the way, from that despicable person, Alfonso.
Oh, you mean from the Sunday night Let's Make Fun of Tony F and Ken show?
Ken, your show is not about this.
Your show is not about
this. The Tony Gaga show would not make it if it wasn't for us. Okay? If it wasn't for somebody to go in and bitch about us and tell us everything about us, okay, cuss us out, there wouldn't be a show for Tony Gaga. Okay?
Come on. You remember back in the day, we used to call the Bloody Bucket Show. We used to have a good time doing this kind of stuff.
Well, that was another kind of show.
Yeah, that was another kind of show. Okay?
Tony Gaga's a different kind of show. Gaga has been around before the God's Rainbow Ministry. And Ken, you know this.
Yeah, but it wasn't around before HGM Ministries. Okay? So I've been on since March of 2015. Okay? I have been on the air every day.
Yeah, I know that. Okay. I know that. Yep.
Okay?
You know, I've been there. I've been supporting the show. But there comes a time, you know, which really bothers me. You know, me and Ken, you and I, we really have an understanding about this kind of thing. But, you know, I hear Tony F. in the background say, who is he to control my show? You know, about
no,
kicking people out.
Not you. Not you, the people who come into the show, who call in and tell me that we're supposed to kick these people out, and if we don't kick them out, we're not friends, and da-da-da-da. Well,
absolutely
I don't know.
No, because I had messaged Ken, and Ken, you know about this.
Yeah.
I messaged you about it, and I relayed the message to Jesco. Jesco private messaged one of you. I don't know who it was.
At the time, I didn't know how to kick anybody, okay? But now I do. Okay.
And the person he talked about that he asked us to kick out has never said anything derogatory in my chat room.
Yeah, he's never said anything bad.
That's the thing, though. But if they're doxing someone, all it takes is one host, Blog Talk host, to say something like in a thing way, and this person is going to say, you know what, I'm going to call the police. Because if they're using this person's full name and location, they're going to call the police. And guess who gets busted? Not Randy Anderson, or whoever
person
is pretending to be someone. It's going to be someone who didn't
even
do anything.
He's not pretending to be you for some reason. He's posting as James Lee Mitchell, okay? And he's been civil. He hasn't, that's fine.
I understand.
You. Or anybody.
Well, if he's using someone's name, though, it just takes one moment for him to type in a threat. Yes. Well, no, because he's been saying,
I see what you're saying. You know, it's easy for him to do that. Yeah.
Well, all I'm going to say on the matter before I go back to bed is this is what you let happen when you drug Discord into this show.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not even in Discord. I'm not even
in Discord. I know. Okay. Well, you know. Like I said, okay. Since I'm out of the Discord chat room, okay, and all I've got is my chat rooms, okay.
But unlike Spencer, you just can't leave Discord.
Why don't you
follow Spencer and get out?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I like my chat rooms.
The magic that comes from it.
Okay.
There's a difference, though. Let me say something real quick. And Ken, you can vouch for this. I did create my own room. Okay, I did do that. And Ken, this was maybe about a month ago. I created my own room, and I was going to say, you know what? This is for like friends only. Ken's definitely going to be a part of it. Tony F, you're more than welcome. But it came to the point where. Weeks passed by that nobody even participated
in
that room.
4 days. I'll never go back.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, for some reason, every time that Tony F would come on, he would get invited to whatever chat room it was. He would eventually be kicked off, okay, and not allowed to have a
well,
say.
See, that's different,
okay?
Though. All right? No. Because this is a room that I created, and I had all the power.
I know, but I'm not even
yeah,
in your room anymore.
I would not have kicked Tony F. No,
okay.
No. Because I closed that. I closed that room because nobody wanted. Yeah, no, I deleted that room because nobody was even typing anything. Like, nobody wanted to be around that room because everybody wanted to stick to this one certain room.
They want to be in the room where everybody's nasty to each other.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I'm no longer in that room, okay? I'm no longer in that room. They kicked me out of it, okay, because they thought I wronged you, I guess. All right? And,
no, I
mean...
Which I think it was explained pretty clearly on this past Tony Gaga show. The whole, I'm sorry to bring up this name, but I'm not even going to bring it up. The sister, you know, that's all I'm going to say. And
okay.
It was not any of us. It was the same person who is trying to, who is just out there looking for trouble. And they're using a certain someone's full name and location, and they're just going to go over to the chat room to say all this.
Well, you know as well as I do that in that chat room that we're talking about, there is a fake Ken. Okay. Okay. He pretends to be me.
He doesn't pretend to be you. Yep. It's
so
Ken.
How did you feel about that, Ken?
Ken, how did
you feel about that? Somebody pretending to be you. You didn't like it.
I've never liked it. Okay. I've never liked it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going back.
And this is where everyone else feels about. You know what I mean? Like nobody. There's just people out there looking for trouble, and that's what they're just trying to do. And it's not fair because me and you were friends, and Tony F. We all got along. But, you know, this whole thing by the same person who's sending Tony Gaga emails about, all these things.
Well, Spencer.
Yeah, go ahead.
That was the reason to going to no callers, because we don't want any trouble in this room. We're only here spreading the word. May it be read, like they're constantly saying, off Google. Last week I got accused of reading the Bible off Google. Word for word.
I mean, that's okay, though. That's okay because I know that that was an issue where, Ken, don't get me wrong, Ken. I love you, man. But, it was the problem was citing the sermons from Google. And I'm not saying that you guys are Dr. Pastor Ken Hopper who reads Mr. Google, Ken. But,
I mean, I don't read from Google, okay? As a matter of fact, everything I've gotten, I get from private sources, okay? I don't go to Google and read off of Google, okay, like people think, okay? Okay?
Well,
I
that's Pastor Ken
sources.
Hopper. Ken Hopper is
okay?
Mr. Google.
Okay, so, I mean, I don't Google.
Yeah,
I don't Google.
I mean, so the thing is, all right, the way I look at it, Ken, is... You have a good show. I've always supported your show that for many years, Ken. Doesn't matter where you get it from, as long as you have a good message with it. That's
right.
What matters. Now
that's
okay.
Now
well, Spencer,
the thing, Spencer. I just wanted to say that the whole thing. Up. What I wanted to say is, sorry.
What I was trying to say is, yes, you've been friends with Ken for 7 years, and you expect him to talk to you when necessary, and da 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 da. Well, Ken and I have been friends 16 years, and together 15 of that.
Well, that's okay, but is it okay that I'm a friend with Ken? Can Ken consider me a friend?
Yeah, I've always considered you a friend. You know that. Okay, I've never said that and told you you weren't. Okay, you've been a friend of mine. For a long time now.
And
okay?
You take lots of crap for it, obviously.
And I do. I for some reason or another I get a lot of crap for it. Okay, why? I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
That you and I are friends.
Yeah, I mean for some reason.
Okay, well
okay?
That's exactly what I was messaging you. You know, because and it's because of that. It's because I've always had your back. Everybody feels like, or not everybody, but certain people feel like I shouldn't have his back, you know, your back, which I always have. I will never betray you as something that you're not. I've always had your back, no matter, you know, even back in the day in Discord, which I don't even want to bring up anymore, but the voice chat,
yeah.
You know, people are talking all this stuff about you. I always had your back. You and Tony F's back.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I appreciate it. I mean, Mad Mark is relatively new. He's been having my back. Cal Quinn's been having my back.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? And I appreciate
it. Mad Mark is a good man. Cal Quinn's a really good guy. I think the normal guys, I think, really have your back. It's just this certain group of people. Because they see that you and I have each other's backs, that they're coming to attack both of us. And, you know, Ken, I sent you that MP3, that song, right?
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever got it. I've been looking for it in the email.
Oh, okay. It's a song. I still have that MP3, but somebody made that up and saying that, like, I was in love with you.
Oh, yeah,
them,
you sent me that
cool,
one. I know the one you're talking about.
Okay.
I remember that. Yeah, send me that as a PM message.
That, I mean, don't get me wrong. It was funny. I think they did a good job of it. But at the same time, it's like, you know, they're saying that I'm gay, but they also brought up my alcohol addiction and my depression and things like that, you know, which that's how they were attacking me, which I can deal with somebody claiming that I'm gay or something. I'm like, I'm okay with that. I mean, I have nothing against, you know, gay people, but, you know,
gay people are God children too, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, that's exactly right.
You know,
but see, that's the way this person thinks, though. That's the way this person thinks. They think that because they're going to call me gay, like it's going to offend me. Like, I don't care. You can call me gay any day of the week. I don't care. It doesn't offend me. Yeah.
I want to get back into the show. Okay.
All right, Kenny. Ken, so you're telling me you're gonna give me your word again. When this person comes in, you'll kick him, right?
I'll kick him. If I see him, I'll kick him. Okay.
All right, Ken. Thank you very much. And I'll still be on the line here if you want to bring me back on. I won't bring up any drama.
Okay. I want to get on with the show. And because I got a message to bring. I got the devotional for tonight. And then since Tony F is not feeling well, I'm going to be doing the Bible reading as well. And pretty much the whole show. Okay, so.
Well, Ken, can I put me on mute?
Yeah.
When you read the Bible message, are you read it with such passion in your voice?
I'm going to try. Okay?
I'm going to try to read it with passion. I listen to your show every night, man, so I know that's like some big thing that you guys got going on now, so.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring that up to try to put a little laughter into, you know, such drama crap. You know,
the Blog Talk chat room doesn't like me saying passionately all the time. But, hey, it's the truth, okay? It makes me, I mean, when Tony F reads the Bible, okay? I sit up on the edge of my seat, okay, waiting to hear more.
And on top of that, it's our show. We pay for it.
Yes. Amen.
I don't need critics.
Amen.
Yeah. But, yes. So, God bless you, Spencer. And you know I love you.
Hey,
okay?
Hey, God bless
and
you.
And we
too,
will
Ken.
Keep you in our prayers. Okay? So.
Is there any chance you're going to bring me back on the line to give you
my
thoughts on the
after we get things done and stuff like that? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Great. All right. I'll be on mute. All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right. God bless. All righty. Well, let's get into the reading, okay? The devotional is titled tonight, Unity in Our God. Okay, we have a great high priest who constantly intercedes on our behalf. The Son of God and man loves you more deeply than you can fathom. He prays for you that you might walk in the abundant life and his death affords you. And in John 17, we get a glimpse into the fullness of his desire for all those who would believe in him. As we dive deeply into the riches of Jesus' high priestly prayer this week, may your heart be awakened and your life be transformed by the riches of God's love. Amen. We were created for unity with fellow believers. It's in this pursuit of unity that the bonds of selfishness and pride are often broken. Okay, it's the surrender of the opinion and selfish ambition that we find the abundant life that comes through sacrificial living. And most importantly, it's unity that Jesus is most glorified. Jesus says in John 17, verses 10 to 11, "All mine is yours, and yours is mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, okay, and I am coming to you. The Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one." So unity between two humans is only truly possible by the working of the Holy Spirit. Apart from God dwelling and transforming man, we'll never be able to live sacrificially with any level of consistency. It's for that reason that Jesus is so glorified through our unity, and it is for that reason that pursuing unity between believers is the utmost importance. So what are we declaring to the world when we bicker, slander, and give up unity with fellow believers? Why would the lost want anything to do with a group of dramatic, hateful, judgmental, and selfish Christians? Christ has charged us with the command to be his hands and feet. He commanded us to make disciples, and our ministry is nothing without love. When we pursue our own pride and gain over unity, we are directly disobeying the commandments of Scripture. So when we allow strife and pride to place barriers between us, we hurt the cause of Christ to which we are so called. So Scripture is clear in its command to pursue unity. Unity isn't a suggestion that we don't have to adhere to because people can be difficult. It's a command straight from God, and it's the highest importance. Ephesians chapter 4, 1-3 says, "I have therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of calling to which you have been called, all humility and gentleness with patience bearing one another, in love and eager to maintain the unity of the spirit of the bond of peace." And Romans chapter 12, verse 16 says, "Live in harmony with one another, do not be haughty and associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight." And 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11 says, "Finally, brothers, rejoice, aim for the restoration, comfort one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and God's love and peace will be within you." So you are called to be a carrier of peace. The Holy Spirit dwelling within you longs to make you a person who pursues restoration, comfort, agreement, and peace with fellow believers. He longs to fill you with love, honor, patience, and respect for the fellow believers he has placed in your midst. When you feel dissension arise within you, choose to serve your brother or sister out of reverence for God. Choose to pursue peace at all costs. And in doing so, you will bring glory to Jesus and declare to the world the wonderful transformation that comes only through the salvation in Jesus. So first, meditate on the importance of unity in the body of believers. In John chapter 17, verse 10 and 11, "All mine is yours, and yours is mine. I am glorified in them. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. So, secondly, what is keeping you from pursuing unity with believers around you? Okay, what thoughts or perspectives keep you from loving other Christians as well? What work does the Spirit want you to do in your today to help you pursue unity? So thirdly, surrender any pride or negativity that is keeping you from pursuing unity. Ask the Lord to give you the courage to fight for peace and choose a life of sacrifice rather than a selfish ambition. So loving others always has to start with you. You can't expect others to change before you choose to love them. The Lord doesn't call us to wait for others to get their lives sorted out before we pursue unity. He's asking us to choose obedience to him by loving others even when they don't deserve it. So choose love today and discover the abundant life and purpose within the unity between believers. I highly suggest that you read Ephesians chapter 4. It'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Okay, so we're going to get into the prophetic. Not the prophetic word. We're going to do an altar call. Okay. It's important when we do this altar call, okay, that you know. That we try to get people to come to the Lord. And that's our ambition here at God's Rainbow Ministry, is to bring people to the Lord. Okay? So, if you're out there and you're struggling through life and you don't know which way is up and which way is down, you're lost and you cannot be found for some particular reason. Maybe you're not successful. Maybe, okay, you're unhappy with life or whatever. Okay, or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety, or maybe even something worse, such as an addiction, as to alcohol, drugs, sexual morality. Okay, gambling or overeating. Okay, God can take that away, but you've got to ask him into your life. You got to say, Lord, come into my life. If you don't, he can't do nothing for you. Because he doesn't know you. So if you want to have that longingness for joy and happiness and peace in your life, I ask you to sit there and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life tonight. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and Calvary and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God, okay? And we want to say may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, okay, normally we try to ask people to call in and say, you know, did they accept the Lord Jesus Christ? But since we're not really taking callers anymore, okay, certain specific callers we take, okay, you know, if you accepted the Lord tonight, okay, and so does the Lord, okay, and that's all that matters, is that you have a relationship between the Lord Jesus Christ and yourself, okay? So, well, with that being said, may God bless you all. Amen. Well, I guess we have a little bit of time. I'll bring back Spencer on, okay, so he can talk with us a little bit. Spencer, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, are you there? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up.
Oh, crap.
Now you're coming in clear.
Oh, great. Great. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you did a really good job. This kind of goes without saying, you know, you always do a great job. You and Tony have both. I know that.
Yeah. Spencer, one moment.
You get a lot of, Oh, sorry.
Now.
Okay. All right. All right, I mean, I gotta do something here real quick, okay? I gotta get rid of some people, okay? Which I know how to do now, I think. Okay, there we go, Kit. Okay, yes. Okay. This one here? Okay. Kit. All right.
You can let that one stay.
Okay, I can let that one stay?
Yeah, Bogart can stay. He's just a mess.
Okay. All right.
Dude, out of here.
Bogart's a good guy.
I had to do some kicking of some people, and no, James Lee Mitchell was not in here. Okay?
Oh, good. Thank the Lord.
Okay, so.
Great
topic.
So,
yeah.
Ken, I want to let you know that, you know, I know that you always do a great job. And, you know, back in the day when you had HDM, you had offered me like a co-host spot one night, like out of the week. You know, like, hey, you want to co-host with me? Well, this is before God's Room of Ministry, so don't get me wrong, you know. I'm not trying to impose on, just step on any toes. But, yeah, I mean, I would love to do one night. And I think this whole big situation was just a big misunderstanding.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sorry about that.
Well, it's all right. You know, I mean, you know, stuff happens, okay, and, you know, it's just the way it goes, you know. I mean, hopefully,
yeah.
Maybe now, okay, they'll send me an invite to rejoin the room, okay, and maybe you can rejoin the room as well, okay?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, if they get rid of a lot of people, I'd be more than willing to join. But, you know, getting back to the subject about a miscommunication, do you have a 952 on the line? Because I believe that they kind of felt like a victim to what has actually happened.
Oh, okay.
You know, for this,
well, yeah, I do have a 952 on the line. Who may that be?
I have no idea. Juan?
Well, let me see.
No, I don't
I'll bring
know.
Him.
I don't know. It's not Juan. No, it's not Juan.
I'm
trying to think of the area code, but I don't think it's 952 Juan. Juan's a Roll Tide guy. He's signed with 952.
Okay, 952, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is not Juan. I just wanted to say hi. I love you, Pastor Ken, and I like you because you know how to fuck.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Okay, well, surprisingly, okay, you had to throw that in, so I had to get rid of him. Okay?
Sorry, Ken. Okay. I saw that in the blog talk chat when I was in there as a guest. Got a PM, this moron.
Yeah, well, you know.
By the way, if you look at the if you look at the room, I'm guest 524. So, you know, I can't even type in there since I'm a guest, but
yeah, well, we got a bunch of 111s that are trying
which
to
which won't be answering.
Which I won't be answering, yes. Okay.
Well, you know, see, this is the problem though. And you guys, hey, let me tell you this. First and foremost, this is you guys' show, okay? You make your own decisions. Amen to that. However, back in the day, if Ken never took my call, I would probably be 6 feet under right now. And Ken, you know that. And I give my life to you.
That's Spencer.
You are like one of my best friends. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, you still are mine. Okay, I mean, I value our friendship. Okay, I value our friendship very well. Okay, but I'm going to have to put you on mute again because it's time for another segment of the Bible reading. Okay, so I'm going to get into that right now. All right.
Wait, hey, Ken, can I interrupt you real quick about a certain topic, you know, what has, you know, this past week or the past few days, you know, the drama that's been going on, you know?
Yeah.
So, Ken, you basically apologize to me, and I appreciate that because I love you like a brother. You know that, and I always will.
Yeah.
But I had a private message, Mr. Jessica, to let you know, like, hey, you know, Spencer's in here as a, I don't even know what I'm saying right now. People are IMing me and like going crazy on me in the chat room as a guest. And they're telling me this. Yes, anyways, I'm sorry, Tony. Ken, you did apologize to me. I know that you mean it. So I just received a PM saying that Cal Quinn is on 506, if you could take his number.
506
Cal
is Cal Quinn? I'll take Cal Quinn's call.
That's what he told me in the chat room.
Because he's always been a decent person. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a really good guy.
Yes, he is. He's always been a decent person to me. Okay. Okay. So
and
let me
tell you this before you pick him up. Cal Quinn. He's a big dude too.
Oh, I know he is. I know he is. Okay, I know he's a big guy. Okay,
I'll tell you one thing. I mean, I'm 6'3", but I'm about 200 pounds. But I'll tell you what, I'm not gonna mess with Cal Quinn.
Let me pick up Cal Quinn and see what he's got to say. All right,
amen.
Hold on. Here we go. Cal Quinn, how are you doing tonight?
Hello.
Oh no. Nope,
it's
that's not Cal Quinn.
Yeah, it's Tony.
Yep. That's not Cal Quinn. That's not Cal Quinn, Spencer. That's Cantor.
What?
Okay.
Hey, I got a message in the chat room, the Blog Talk Radio chat room, 506. It's Cal Quinn. I was just trying to relate.
It wasn't Cal Quinn. And then there's another 509 that's called, okay, which I am not going to take this caller because he's been a bad caller in the past, okay?
Trying to be me.
Anyway. So let me get into the Bible reading. And
hey, you know what? If somebody's trying to be me and they're calling in, why don't you take that 509 so I can put them in their place? So you know it's not the real Spencer.
Well, that's not really what our show is all about,
well,
anyway. It's not what our show is about. It's our show is about God.
Well, of course not. Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is,
if it was Tony Gaga's show, you know.
We need
okay,
to
I don't know who he is.
Know.
Okay.
No, I know who he is.
Okay. So.
Go ahead, Ken. Take that 509 call, because I'll tell you what. I'm
going
to try to put the Bible. Oh, he hung up. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, he hung up.
So I'm going to talk. I want to talk to him, you know, tell him to read the Bible. You know,
yeah, well,
because what he's doing is wrong.
He's no longer with us. So anyway, I'm going to go read the Bible. Okay.
All
and,
great.
Here
we
so
go.
Sit
the
back
same,
and listen.
The same guy, 509, he's calling 213.
Well, that's terrible.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Well, hold on. Here we go with the Bible reading. Okay. Okay. Tonight we're going to be talking about Exodus chapter 19, verse 1. Okay, and we're going to be reading Psalms chapter 19, verse 12 and through 14, and Proverbs chapter 6, verse 30. And this is probably one of the most important parts of Exodus 19, chapter 1, is when Moses receives the Ten Commandments. Okay, it was the third month after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on the same day they came to the wilderness of Sinai, where they had departed from the Rebidim and had come to the wilderness of Sinai and camped in the wilderness. So Israel camped there before the mountain. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me as a kingdom of priests of a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel." So Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before them all the words which the Lord commanded him. Then all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do." So Moses brought back the words of people to the Lord, and the Lord said, "Moses, behold, I come to you in the thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you and believe you forever." So Moses told the words of the people to the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and let them be ready for the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. You shall set bounds for the people all around, saying, 'Take heed to yourselves that you do not go to the mountain or touch its base. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death. Not a hand shall touch him, but he shall surely be stoned or shot with an arrow. Whether man or beast, he shall not live. When the trumpet sounds long, they shall come near the mountain.'" So Moses went down from the mountain to the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes, and he said to the people, "Be ready for the third day. Do not come near your wives." Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud. So all the people who were in the camp trembled, and Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was completely in smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended, okay, like the smoke of the furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by voice. Then the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. And God spoke all these words, saying, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I am the Lord your God, and am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing mercy to the thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name the Lord or God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, your God, and in it you should do no work. You nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and hallowed it. So honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear a false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. So let's get into the worship. Again, Psalms chapter 19, verses 12 to 14. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from the secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And now let's finish it up with Proverbs chapter 6, verses 30 to 31. People who do not despise a thief, if he steals to satisfy himself when he is starving, yet when he is found, he must restore sevenfold. He may have to give up all the substances of his house. Amen.
Such passion.
Oh!
With no questions asked, I'm going to need you to end early.
Oh, you going to need me to end early?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well,
Or else your audience is going to hear something they don't want to hear.
Okay. You're not feeling well? Oh, okay. All righty. Well, I'm going to have to end this service a little early and not be able to give out the prophetic message, okay, but I will close out with a prayer, okay, so here we go. Lord God, our Father, we thank you for all the light you have given us and for all of your loving help and outward things as well, Lord. We come unto your presence and ask you to give us your light and your constant guidance for the path we must follow, Lord. Grant that what is of heaven may be revealed on earth, Lord, that we may rejoice in the good and beautiful things that you give to all people, Lord. Our Father, reveal what is to heaven and free people from their sin and darkness so that at last they recognize your glory. Strengthen our hope for this goal, Lord. Rule and work in the hearts of many people that through them your glory may be proclaimed to all. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to have to end this because Tony's getting sick. But God bless you, and may you have a blessed night. And come back tomorrow night. Okay, we're going to have Purpose Gospel Radio as well, okay, at 8 o'clock Central Time. So hope to see you all there. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.